Hello, my name is Brian Davis. I'm here today with Roy Morgan. He's the co-owner of Premier Productions. They are a Christian productions company as well as Christian cruises and festivals. Roy, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself and how you started your business and kind of how it's evolved over time?
Okay, it started in 1980 when I was a junior in college at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, and had a concert and then I rented a high school auditorium, brought in a contemporary Christian group called Truth. And I had about $150 in my savings account, and I spent $100 for to rent the school auditorium. I spent $25 promoting it, literally $25 promoting it, because I had no money, and there was no Christian radio back then. We went door to door passing out flyers. We went to malls and shopping centers and put flyers on windshields. And Kathy, my wife, did calligraphy, and that's how we did the posters. We didn't Xerox them. We hand did the posters so we could save money. And land up having 300 people at the show, and it was profitable. It made a few dollars, and it gave me enough enthusiasm to go out and do it again. And I did it again about 6 months later with another artist, and that group sold 800 tickets. The first group sold 300, the second group sold 800. And that was in 1980. We were living in a 2-bedroom trailer, a 10 by 40 trailer, trying to work our way through college, and I was buffing dormitory floors in the afternoon and trying to promote my concerts on the side. So that's how I got started. That was in 1980 when I graduated from college. I sold pianos at a piano store at night, and in the daytime I got on the phone and called churches booking concerts, and just trying to fork out a living. And I think in those first 6 or 7 years, the most we ever made in 1 year was, in our booking agency, was about $8,000, that for the whole year. So that's still not that that's not a lot of money today, and it wasn't a lot of money back then either. So Kathy was working part-time, and I was trying to get my business up and going, and it was tough. It was a struggle. Trying to think where we go from here. Then in the mid-80s, I got a full-time job working for Sandy Patty and Bill Gaither, and they paid me about $24,000 a year to be their Sandy's advance person on the road. And I was just networking, making more contacts, developing more relationships. And promoted concerts and ran a booking agency all the way up to 1995. And then in 1996, I took my company, which was Morgan and Associates, and a promoter buddy of mine named Gary Gentry. He had a promotion company, and we merged the two together to form Premier Productions in January of 1996. And we did 101 concerts that year. call was 100. And, you know, we've started adding staff. We added a cruise company. And eventually, when you add the two companies together, it's become almost a $20 million a year company. But there was a lot of hard knocks, and there still is. I mean, there's still stressful days, and, you know, right now the challenges just get bigger. You know, they don't get smaller. They just, but we got it. The key is, if you ever read a book called The E-Myth,
yes.
That's where we're sort of headed. You know, I want to. You start out doing it all, and we're now put the systems in place. And the staff and the team in place to where the company can operate without me.
Right.
I'm not there yet. That's what I'm striving to do.
Okay. What were some of the obstacles that you faced when you were first starting out? Was there a time when you felt that maybe your company would not make it and that you may have to close down?
No, I never thought I'd have to close it down because I was too passionate and maybe too stupid not to. At times, but as hard as it was, Brian, I got up every morning with this passion inside of me, excited about go to work. I enjoyed the work so much that the kind of thing you do it for free, you know, that's when you know you really enjoy your work.
Right.
And if you get it, if you look in the Bible, in the book of Ecclesiastes, Solomon talks about how things are valueless. He says, you know, he says, I own land, I own real estate, I own great wealth, and he says, none of it matters. He said, I had gold, silver, houses, wives, I had anything and everything I wanted, and it all was in vain. But he said this, and he says it six different times in the book. He says, what I have found out to be fulfilling is for a man to eat, drink, and enjoy his work. Those are the only three things that he found fulfilling and satisfaction in life. Material possessions didn't matter. You know, gold, silver, houses, all of that was in vain. But if a man simply eats and drinks and enjoys his work, so that's the only thing he says that a man finds satisfaction in. So that's a lesson well learned from the scriptures.
Okay.
And back then, that's why I found satisfaction in working. And I was very fulfilled in doing what I did. And that's probably what kept me going during the times when I probably wanted to quit, hang it up. But that's what kept me going. You know, I mean, it definitely wasn't the money I was making because I wasn't making it. And even today, I'm not driven by the money. I do have to have a lot more capital to run a bigger business. But it isn't about how much you obtain. It's, you know, how many lives did I affect today, and you know, in our concerts and our cruises and the different things that we do, and you know, did I honor the Lord through that process?
Okay. Now, in the beginning, when you weren't making a lot of money, how were you able to keep your company going? Did you constantly have to borrow money from your savings?
No, not really. I mean, I didn't. It didn't take a lot of capital at the time to run it. So no, I didn't really have to tap into a lot of savings. And again, I didn't have a lot of savings. It was, you know, I'm in a very risky business. You know, there's many concerts we do where it takes $100,000 a show just to break even. And now I didn't go out and do those bigger concerts, you know, 30 years ago. You know, but today, say we do those because, you know, risk is relevant to knowledge and experience. And back then, we didn't have the knowledge or the experience to do those kind of shows. Whereas today, we do. So, I don't remember how to tap into it, but I was very careful that I was conservative enough to make sure I did the right kind of shows where I didn't, if I lost money, I could cover my losses.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. And we've been able to run, you know, the companies totally debt-free, you know, from the get-go.
Okay. Recently, you guys have branched out into Christian Cruises. Can you tell me how that came about?
Okay. A friend of ours in 2002
came to us with the idea of doing cruises. And basically taking what we do on the concert arenas and put it out on a cruise ship on the water. And so we went to Miami, and we contacted the travel agency and contacted the cruise lines and, you know, checked out what it takes to charter a ship and to do a cruise. We put a marketing plan together and calculated our risk and said, you know, surely we can go out and sell 400 to 500 cabins and do a cruise. And so we signed a charter contract with Carnival Cruise Lines, chartered a cruise ship, and it sold out in 3 months. And, you know, they've done quite well. It was a new thing. It was a risk. I mean, you know, we've never done one before. We've learned how to do them better than in the beginning. You know, but now we've done over 20 cruises, and each time we do them, we learn something and we get better at it, so the next one we can do even better.
Okay. Can you tell me how you guys have been able to differentiate yourself from the competition? Have you guys been able to stand out from everyone else?
Well, I think honesty, hard work, I know that sounds general and vague, but it's truth, and learning to follow through, this is big, learning to follow through on the task set before you. Because there are some who go out and book a date and they're not good follow through people. They're not good with the details. You got to surround yourself with organized, detailed people to take care of the infrastructure. And because with the work we do, there's a lot of details, and it's more than just promoting a concert. It's producing a concert. It's more than buying a radio spot. It's negotiating a hall contract. It's making sure your catering's in place, making sure your stagehand labor's hired, making sure the stage size is the right height, making sure there's enough ushers in the building, and ticket takers, and security, and, you know, is there electrical hookups for the tour bus when it pulls in? I mean, it's pretty detailed. And when you take care of those small things, those little things, that all starts adding up after a while, and it can separate you from the competition. And our motto has always been, we view the word ordinary and extraordinary, and we say, what's the difference in ordinary and extraordinary? And it's only 5 letters, extra. All you got to do is a little bit more than what your competition's doing, and you're going to stand out among them.
What advice would you have for any entrepreneurs looking to start their own company?
Don't make sure that's what you really
want to do for a day for 8, 10, 12, 15 hours a day. In other words, don't do it for the money. You better have some passion and desire to do that type of work. And you can't be chasing the dollar on it, because that dollar will come and go. You got to love your work, love what you do, and feel called to it. And if the goal is really just to make a bunch of money, you'll never truly be fulfilled. So first and foremost thing is to love what you do. There was even a book written a few years ago called Love What You Do and the Money Will Follow. And there's a lot of truth to that. That's the first thing I would tell anybody. I've had a lot of business opportunities that I've gotten into, and I got into them for the wrong reasons. I got into them thinking I was going to make a lot of money, and probably would have if I'd have been passionate enough about it to stick it out. But when the passion ran out, I've never liked doing this, and I got into it for the wrong reason. And I always go back to what I've been doing for 30 years. So I have gotten sidetracked down through the years, trying to take on some other opportunities that I wasn't really passionate about. I got sucked into, the opportunity itself, and eventually got out of it because it didn't really bring me any fulfillment.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for your time today, Roy, and it's been a pleasure speaking with you, and I thank you for the interview.